Donald Lee, Peace River author, has come out with a new book. Donald, thank you very much for joining us today. First of all, just get your comments. It's a little bit of an icebreaker on your new book that has now come out.
Well, thank you, Keith, and it's a pleasure to be here. My new book is drawn from my experience as a teacher. I spent almost two decades as a band director and a religion teacher, and as your listeners probably know, you know, in Canadian schools, you end up teaching whatever the principal needs you to teach. So I've taught, you know, almost everything. I haven't taught any science classes, but just about everything you can imagine I've taught in school, and I've taught quite a bit of religion as well. And it's been sort of part of my own lifelong spiritual journey. I've been interested in religious and spiritual things since I was a teenager. So in a certain sense, the point I'm at now in my life, in my early 60s, is sort of a culmination of and a drawing together of various influences and activities in my life, I guess. So I've pulled together the band director part and the sort of a spiritual seeker part, and inspired by little events that have happened over the years in school, I at one point started writing down little parables that I thought, you know what, there's a deeper meaning here. There's some spiritual insight that can be gained from this little event or that little event in school. And I started writing them down as little parables and eventually put together this first book. The subtitle is 50 Parables on Life's Performance Cycle. And so each one has a little story that's set in school, and then a reflection section that draws a spiritual lesson out of that story. You know, why is a new saxophone significant from a spiritual perspective? Why is a broken clarinet significant? What's the spiritual meaning of that? So all sorts of little things that happen.
Donald, how excited are you to have this book out?
I'm really excited. As you know, Keith, I've recently retired from teaching because I really wanted to devote all of my time and effort to this new career as a writer and eventually as a speaker as well on spiritual ideas and issues. And so, you know, you step into something new and it always looks easier from the outside. So when I retired, I was just about finished the book, as I thought. That turned out to be just about finished the first draft, which then became a total of five different drafts before we got to this point of actually having it published. So it's been a much longer process and far more work than I thought it was going to be. So it's very, very exciting and in a sense relieving to be sort of done with the writing, and now I get to go out and tell everybody about it.
You have drawn on the inspirations that you brought forward to write this book. Donald, just in time for Christmas, where can we get the book?
Well, it's available on Amazon. As I mentioned to somebody yesterday, those of you who are used to buying books on Amazon, if you start to type into the search bar a well-known and popular book, the Amazon algorithm will auto-complete it for you. It doesn't do that for me. I'm not well-known and famous. So you have to put in the whole main title, The Band Director's Lessons About Life, and then it will come up. And it's you can get it both on the Canadian website, Amazon.ca, and on the American website, Amazon.com. It will eventually be up in ebook format as well. It's available in paperback format right now. Amazon doesn't yet have the ebook format up, but you can get the ebook format if listeners prefer that from my publisher, which is called BookLocker.com. And you can get both the ebook and the paperback version from my author's website. So you can search that as well. In January, my plan is to record the whole thing as an audiobook. So early next year, you'll also be able to get it in audiobook format.
Donald, you're obviously excited, especially now. How much are you looking forward to this part of the journey, I guess, as a local author?
I'm really looking forward to it, Keith. I know the vast majority of authors sort of cringe at the idea of marketing, but I just love getting out and talking to people and telling them about my book. And I think it will be a real help to an awful lot of people. That's why I wrote these things down.
Donald, I appreciate your time. Thank you very much.
It's my pleasure.